With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Department of Justice is suing the state of Maine over its refusal to ban male athletes from women's sports. The lawsuit announced by U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi Wednesday morning comes almost 2 months after a public back and forth between President Trump and Maine Governor Janet Mills at the White House. Both Trump and Mills said "see you in court" to each other after Mills said Maine would not comply with the president's executive order aimed at banning male athletes from taking part in girls' and women's sports. House Speaker Mike Johnson tells Republican holdouts on the party's crucial budget plan that they can oust him from the speakership if he doesn't follow through with his fiscal promises. Bernie Bennett has more.
Johnson pledged to abide by the House budget instructions, including a minimum of $1.5 trillion in spending cuts for the domestic policy mega bill that Republicans are now able to pursue on party lines after last week's successful vote. The motion to vacate the speaker comes up often in the House GOP conference, but the speaker's comments acknowledge that fiscal hawks could trigger a vote on his removal as speaker if he doesn't follow through. Several people in the room are said to have chuckled after the remark, but hardliners are planning to hold him to it. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, for the second time this week, a new poll shows declining popularity for Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Bob Agnew reports.
Only 23% of respondents to a poll by The Economist YouGov say they approve of the job Schumer's doing. 51% said they have an unfavorable view. Schumer's popularity has seen a steady decline so far during President Trump's second term. Earlier this week, a Marist poll showed more than half of New Yorkers believe it's time for the 74-year-old Schumer to step down from his leadership post and hand the role over to another Democrat. Bob Hanger reporting.
This is SRN News. Counting down to the European Congress on Evangelism.
The big event will take place in Berlin next month, 25 years after the last one in Amsterdam. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association is hosting the Congress, which will feature representatives from 57 countries on the continent and will be presented in 8 languages. BGEA says the focus of the event will be on the theme of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders signs into law a bill ensuring faith-based organizations can follow their moral convictions when placing children in homes. Under the Keep Kids First Act, state officials cannot force faith-based groups to place kids in homes not aligned with the group's religious beliefs. The bill also protects Christian adoptive or foster parents from discrimination. This is SRN News. A check on the day on Wall Street Wednesday with correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York.
Stocks dropped on Wall Street as the costs of President Donald Trump's trade war compounded. The S&P 500 fell 2.2% Wednesday. The Dow lost 699 points. It's about 1.7%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 3.1%. The market's losses accelerated in the afternoon after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said the taxes Trump is imposing on imports are likely to be even more of a drag on the U.S. economy and send inflation higher than previously thought. United Airlines released 2 forecasts for the coming year, one if there is a recession, one if there isn't. Seth Sutel, New York.
Average gas prices across the U.S., $3.17 a gallon, down about 6 cents from last week. California had the highest average price, $4.86. More details at SRNnews.com.